Hello, this is the audio commentary for the top five weirdest alien diseases that's just been uploaded today. I've got a lot to talk about this one. There's a lot that goes on in a short space of time, so I'll try and ramble through as it goes. But if you get the video up, and then when you're ready, pause this or whatever, and press play in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right, so this is all After Effects, digital, 3D Studio Max. This stuff took a while. And then this is all mostly ZBrush and 3D Studio Max. Photoshopped all these still images. They were quite time-consuming, but quite easy to do, because obviously they're still. They're just kind of moving pictures. And then that is ZBrush as well, the number 5. The Squidmopolis is ZBrush in 3D Studio Max, the same as the squid person. ZBrush being this sculpting program that I then put into 3D Studio Max. The squid teeth are liquid latex on a plastic kind of homemade gum shield that I popped on my teeth and then took out and then sculpted these squid teeth and painted them. They were sculpted with cotton wool and liquid latex, as ever. The little asteroid was ZBrush again and rendered in 3D Studio Max. The teeth took me ages to make the teeth. I had to make a skull cap out of liquid latex on a fake head of mine, and then make hundreds and hundreds of these plastic teeth out of polymorph plastic, paint them up, put nail varnish on them to give them a shine, and then stick them all in and then glue them down. The blue milk is just blue milk that I then made more blue in post, and the teats I sculpted in clay and then made out of liquid latex and stuffed with cotton wool, and I left a straw in one of them so I could squeeze the milk out of, as you can see. So I put a little syringe full of blue milk into the straw and squeezed it out. The wound is made out of cotton wool and liquid latex, as ever. The number 2 is sculpted in ZBrush. The nipples, I made those separately, surprise, surprise, out of liquid latex. I sculpted that out of clay and then poured liquid latex over to make a kind of cast. And then filmed them in place and keyed them in. Tracked my nipples and keyed them in. The mimic morph is all physical apart from the mouth and the legs. They were pitch images I stuck on. The boil I made out of liquid latex, I suppose, on a little green screen with a hole in the back that I poked the little maggot through with some pus, and then I tracked my stomach and stuck it on. Yeah, so the maggot transformations, the first one where the maggot gets longer, basically I built a fake floor out of white tiles and cardboard and sat underneath it, and then I filmed it in two sections and split the footage in half. So I had the maggot being pulled in one direction and then the other, cut it in the middle, so it looks like it's coming from the middle, if that makes sense. And then with the legs and the arms, I shot it in reverse, and then I pulled the legs and the arms from underneath the fake floor downwards, so I pulled them into the maggot, because the maggot body was glued to the fake floor and there was a hole beneath the shoulders and the hips, and then I pulled the little legs and the feet down because they were flexible little latex feet and legs, and then I played it in reverse so they look like they're springing out. And then the little the version of me that comes up and then eats me is a latex puppet that's green screened, and I filmed my shots and then I filmed him in the same spot with the green screen, cut him out, made him a little bit bigger because in actual reality his head's about the size of my hand, and the video's about the head's similar size to mine. And then the bitey chest thing is basically all After Effects of my I made some little mouth bits that I then just mesh warped and keyframed in After Effects, basically, and lots of other bits and bobs, and that's all real blood that I sprayed on white paper and overlaid. Yeah, so it's not really in time in the video, but there's so much to talk about in such a short space. It's the same usual process as I normally go into my making my props, but yeah, just all a lot of it. That's why it took so damn long. Anyway, that's as much as I can think of at the moment. Thanks for watching. Goodbye.